Well, let's get more on the debate now. And another tense moment from last night when Elizabeth Warren pushed Michael Bloomberg to answer accusations of gender discrimination at his company.
We have a very few non-disclosure agreements.
How many is
that? Let me finish.
How many is that?
None of them accuse me of doing anything other than maybe they didn't like the joke I told. And let me just put, there's agreements between two parties that wanted to keep it quiet. And that's up to them. They signed those agreements, and we'll live with it.
So wait, when you say it is up to, I just want to be clear. Some is how many?
And it went on and on. Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd watched the debate with a group of Democrats in Las Vegas ahead of the Nevada caucuses on Saturday. He joins us now from Las Vegas. Hi, Peter.
Hey, Jeremy.
So you were watching with Bernie Sanders supporters. He is leading in the polls nationally and there in Nevada. What did they think?
Well, Jeremy, I think it's pretty fair to say that Bernie Sanders supporters are feeling pretty confident going into Saturday. But even though this was a Bernie Sanders campaign event, an official event, people I spoke with, everyone I spoke with, said that that moment that we just heard with Elizabeth Warren really, really, really made the debate. You know, Elizabeth Warren needed to do well. She needed to make a name for herself here in Nevada. And Dana Sherholtz said she did exactly that.
Her intelligence and skill at really putting Mike Bloomberg's record on the line with all of the non-disclosure act stuff, I think was brilliant to do it on live television.
And the big question was, how is Mike Bloomberg going to do in this debate? How do you think he did?
I think it's really apparent in just watching him and listening to him and watching his mannerisms. He's in over his head. He's in deep water.
What else did people say about Bloomberg's performance?
Well, I mean, universally panned. But of course, you have to consider the audience there. This is the anti-billionaire group against the billionaire. People were very upset when he made that comment about his finances being too complicated for TurboTax. One person told me that his mere presence on the stage was a waste of time. They should be talking about Medicare for all, health care, immigration reform, instead of spending time on his, as he called it, a vanity campaign. It's important to remember, Bloomberg is not on the ballot in Nevada. And, you know, even though he's shooting up in national polls, people feel pretty dismissive of his campaign here. In fact, Jeremy, a couple of other billionaires are making bigger waves in Vegas. Donald Trump is here over the next couple of days causing problems with traffic. And Tom Steyer has billboards all over the place. He's trying to make a run in Nevada, although I did meet some Steyer supporters, but I don't know how well he'll do.
How did the crowd respond to criticism of Sanders? He was pressed last night to release his health records after his recent heart attack, and he was also called to answer for the bullying his supporters have been accused of online.
Yeah, you know, boos from the crowd at the mere premise of those questions. You know, Jeremy, I'm standing outside the Culinary Union right now in the shadow of the Stratosphere Hotel. And the backstory is that last week, the Culinary Union came out against Sanders' Medicare for All plan because they want to keep their health care. As a result of that, the union says Sanders' supporters were very, very threatening online and on social media to union members and to the leadership. Of course, that came up last night. Sanders said he wouldn't tolerate any of those attacks. And he even floated the idea that it might be the Russians who are responsible for, you know, trying to stir up problems in this campaign. But, you know, I asked yesterday the culinary leadership and they said, you know, look, we'll show you what we got. This was absolutely Sanders supporters and they totally dismissed that.
You know, the debate last night was much feistier than previous debates. I was thinking to myself, this feels like a totally different presidential race than it did just a couple weeks ago. Could people there in Nevada sense a shift in urgency heading into the caucuses this Saturday?
No doubt. I mean, as I said, boos, cheers, raucous yelling and screaming at the TV. I think just like the candidates at the Paris Hotel, people here in Nevada are feeling fired up. Here's Via Reynolds talking about that moment with Buttigieg and Klobuchar.
I feel like everyone is, you know, trying to fight for their place in as the primary candidate. And with Amy Klobuchar, I mean, she was being attacked unnecessarily. And we haven't really seen like that much feistiness out of Amy Klobuchar. So for me, I thought that was something new, and like I'm glad that she put him in his place. I was like, yes, girl, do it. And I think it made it more entertaining.
So it made it more entertaining, but the question is whether or not that's going to translate into people caucusing on Saturday. I think the early results, the early voting, the early caucusing so far shows that it likely will. The numbers, about 75,000 people came out to vote over the last couple of days. That's almost what they saw here in Nevada in all of 2016.
Huh. Interesting.
So I think that people in Nevada are eager to get their chance to, you know, say how they feel about this race and whether or not they can shift the narrative. That's still to be determined.
That is Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd reporting from Las Vegas, and we're going to hear more from Peter tomorrow. Peter, thanks.
You're welcome.